This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guardians win last night 7-5 in one of the most improbable, incredible games of Cleveland sports. Not just the Guardians, of Cleveland sports that I've ever seen. It was an unbelievable performance. Anybody who was there will remember that day for the rest of their lives. I don't know what happens for the rest of the series. You are back in it. They must play confidently tonight. They must go into this game now knowing that they absolutely can do it. The Yankees have played almost cussed. The Yankees have played like garbage throughout the beginning of this series. You can get to them. It is not one of the greatest teams that they've ever had. It is a good team that I respect. I will respect them. I do. I do a lot of complaining about Aaron Boone, but I do respect him as a manager. But I think that what the Guardians have done here, finally getting over this mental block, it seemed, this emotional block, and being able to win this game when things were so damn down. I mean, at that point, like when they put out Pedro Avila out there, like, all right, he's gonna do the best he can, but you know, we'll see where this goes. Like even when they hit the home runs, when they hit the first home run with John Kenzie Noel, like Rajay Davis did pop through my head. I'm going, man, they still lost that game. Like, we gotta finish this now. We have to find a way to finish this now. And so many people, by the way, are mentioning Lane Thomas. Yes, credit to him.
Well, he was down. Credit. He was down 0-2. We worked the count to a full count and then comes through with that double or you don't even get to that point.
You look at some of the plays that were made. Go ahead.
There were so many things that are going to, I don't know if they're going to be forgotten, but they're going to be overshadowed for sure. I mean, the play that Jimenez made.
I was just thinking.
Gonna be runners on first and third.
So it's not only that, it's his play, which was absurd, but it was also the stretch.
Yes.
The agile Josh Naylor, who toe tapped, like that would make an NFL receiver
like the epitome
jealous.
Of an athlete. Yeah, that's what he is.
That's what
the
he is.
Feet
yeah.
of Jackie Gleason over there at first base.
And we also have to say,
Twinkle Toes Naylor,
like Chris Farley with Patrick Swayze.
There will be no more body shaming on this show or any others for Josh Naylor. But also,
he has gotten a little thick, I have to admit.
When we think about how big the moves are, and we just play the outcomes all the time when we talk about managers, but, you know, Manzardo was 2-for-3.
Yeah.
He goes to David Fry.
Yeah.
All right. Also,
yeah.
Hedges. Did Hedges not only have a double but drew a walk?
Yes.
Incredibly. I think fans were booing at one point. Hedges got out of the way of a ball down by his legs. It's like, take the ball. But either way.
Naylor had a hit. He's standing on third when the game's over, you know, we hit the game-winning home run.
All the moves, when they work, it makes the manager look like a genius. And to have those pinch hit situations, I mean, Noel, yesterday, his home run is the first game tying pinch hit home run with two outs in the bottom of the ninth in MLB postseason history. Does that make a manager look pretty good?
Yeah. 216-474-0092, it does. Dylan in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He's listening on the free Odyssey app. Dylan, go ahead.
All right, guys. I grew up in Chesterland, but I now live 400 miles away. And my 14-year-old son was begging me all of September, hey, can we go to a playoff game? I said, Tyson, I don't know if it's going to work, but it's kind of tough. You have baseball. Your brother has baseball. As everything was unfolding, he was like a pit bull. And I said, you know, we could drive out Thursday, but we're driving back as soon as that game's over. And I am running on fumes right now. I got two hours of sleep. Ooh. I'm going to work today. I don't know why, but I am. And my kid gets a little irrational sometimes. He freaks out during July if we blow a game or just lose to the Brewers. And I look over after those two home runs, which cleared the fence by, I don't know, what a combined 6 feet. And I'm like, how does this happen? He is crying, trying to fold it back, trying to keep it together. I'm 45, Cleveland sportsman. I've been through it all. I'm like, all right, this one hurts, but I've been through some pretty bad ones. But I'm looking at my son. I'm like, man, this doesn't get much worse. So he's like, let's go watch from left field. So we're walking around. We're trying to fight our eyes in the bottom of the ninth. Naylor hits a double play, He's like, all right, I'm done. So we walked out of the stadium. We were watching from the porch. And let me tell you, I turned the 99-100 experience into about a 92-93. But it was still the most incredible experience that I've had. And I was at Game 5 of the 95 World Series. This one was just, I just couldn't believe it. I'm wondering, how does Stanton and Judge, how does it come through just like that against Class A? And then somehow, someway, Eli Morgan, Avila, they get it done. And then Noel and Fry, unbelievable. I just can't believe it.
And Dylan, and safe travels, by the way. And thank you very much for the call. And hopefully you have as good a day at work as you possibly can.
I love that he admitted he admitted that he didn't stay at the game and still had an all-time experience.
Yeah, I mean, God.
I showed you the tickets. You tweeted it out. Those tickets could be had an hour before game time for crazy cheap for an ALCS game.
$60?
$50 before fee or after fees. I'm sorry,
after fees for an ALCS game.
For an ALCS game, because everybody was down on that thing.
Yeah.
And I thought I kicked myself for not buying those tickets and going. And then I thought to myself, be honest, we would have left. We would have left when he hit into that double play, when Naylor hits into the double play in the ninth.
I'm usually tough talking about this. I don't think I would have. I don't blame Dylan, and Dylan softened me up a little bit, I'll admit, but I can't blame anybody because I would have been sitting there. If you're at that game and you see the 1-6-3 double play, you're like, I'm not going to sit here and watch these a-holes celebrate doing this after what has just transpired. I got to tell you, it'd be hard.
Yeah.
If you did leave last night, you'll never leave again. You'll never leave again. You'll never leave anything again. Even though I don't know if lightning strikes twice in that fashion, my God. But if you did leave last night, usually it's tough talk. I can't. I was so down. I was so sick. Again, I've never. Tone, you think of all the bad stuff that's happened in 38 years of watching Cleveland sports. I did. Like somebody said, well, Ken, what about the 97 World Series? I was 11 years old. I didn't know any better. I was a kid. So, I, the Guardians were good. When I was really little, they were terrible, but I was too young to know any better. And then when I was coming into my formative years as a sports fan, as a kid, they were incredible. So I just figured they'd go back. I didn't think anything
you
like that.
You thought it would just be an every year thing.
So of all the bad things that I've seen, this almost sounded like less. This was the most recent. Of all the bad things that I had seen, I'm telling you, last night in my office was the worst I've ever felt. The Flacco comeback against the Jets, anything Browns, anything Cavs. Last night was the worst. When they hit those home runs, it was the worst I've ever felt. And then when they hit the home runs, it was just shock. It really was. It was utter
all of the home
surprise
runs.
And shock and
all
elation.
All of them. All of the home runs, each and every one
every
of those.
Every sensation.
It was shock. And in a way, this is the way you would dream it up if you were writing the script. Like the Yankees,
yes.
the protagonist, like what we think about, or the antagonist has to take the lead. This is how the story works. Like you have to go down, you have to be in the dumps, you have to feel like it's an impossibility for this to be as special and as magical. And like for that guy coming from Allentown, 400 miles away, you leave the stadium because that was the feeling. The pit of despair is exactly what everybody was thinking. A Guardians fan, no matter where you are, no matter what age you were, the way baseball works, this isn't football when the other team, they go into a pre-event, you move the football right down the field, you get the kicker out there. This isn't basketball where it's a 20-point lead gets shaved. And even in NBA Finals games, it happens all the time. In baseball, when that team seizes the momentum like that, has the two home runs, it's over. There's no way you're coming back and winning. And then for you to be able to do it with pinch hitters in two different instances and then come back and take care of things and win in that fashion, there is no better way to do it than playoff baseball.
Let me get to Kevin in Cleveland real quick. Speaking of stadiums, we got to talk about a new one coming up in 25 minutes. Kevin in Cleveland, go ahead.
Gentlemen, how we doing? Good morning. Go Guards. I want to say I apologize for the ninth inning because that was my fault. I was listening on the radio the whole time. We were winning. It was great. I turned around on my walk. I said, you know what? Class A is coming in for the ninth, and I hate the Yankees more than I hate any other sports team, so I wanted to watch them. I wanted to watch them lose. So I go ahead and throw in the ninth. The implosion happens. I turn it off. Turn the radio back on, and I turned it on just in time for the big Christmas home run. And obviously, I listened to the David Fry home run too on the radio. So I want to apologize for the heart attack I caused all of Cleveland. I won't do it again. I will be a radio guy.
We were blaming you personally, Kevin. We were blaming you. I was waiting for you to call in so I can cuss you.
It's okay. I understand. I take full blame. I will, for now on, be a radio guy only, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hopefully you listen to us in between, and we thank you very much, Kevin. 216-474-0092. All right.